Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
In the decade of the 2020s, even the great cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul were not spared the woes of contemporary life. And at times of fear and confusion, the job of entertaining the public was the responsibility of MyTalk 107.1, a great metropolitan radio station whose reputation for laughter and giving back to the community had become a symbol of hope for the Twin Cities.
MyTalk 107.1 presents Jason Matheson, Alexis Thompson, Holly Roberts. Jason and Alexis in the morning with Holly Roberts.
Good morning and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the morning, live on MyTalk 107.1 and live streaming on a device near you. I'm Jason Matheson, and joining me every single day when she's not threatening to leave me to become a mermaid at Witchy Watchy in Florida, ladies and gentlemen, Alexis Thompson.
Oh, I need to sign up for that immediately. Good
a
morning.
Long waiting. Yes.
Is it? Oh, man. Yes. Everyone wants that gig. Good morning, Fluffy.
Good morning, Bunny.
Good morning, Holly Roberts.
Oh, good morning.
And good morning, all of you. It's Wednesday, May 31st, 2023. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the day. Welcome to the final day of May. Welcome to Autonomous Vehicle Day. Welcome to National Macaroon Day. Welcome to National Meditation Day. Welcome to National Senior Health and Fitness Day. I gotta get out and get my health and fitness. Welcome to National Smile Day. Welcome to Save Your Hearing Day. Welcome to, and we're gonna have trouble with this, Speak in Complete Sentences Day. Welcome to What You Think Upon Grows Day. Welcome to World No Tobacco Day. Welcome to World Parrot Day. That's right. Yeah. And welcome to your coffee. Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers, everyone.
Oh, yeah.
So pet your parrot and don't smoke.
There you go.
There we go.
Don't teach your parrot to smoke either.
Don't teach your parrot to smoke either.
I'm sure some of them want to badly.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Good morning.
Hey.
Was that a cry for help, Holly?
No, she's a hey.
Hey. It's the last day of May. It's going to be the end of May.
End of May. it's going to be June.
Gonna be June.
Hey, girl. Hey.
Hey, girl. Hey.
Yeah, the thick of summer. Here we go.
Yeah.
School's going out. Or actually, some kids are already done with school, but wow. This is going to be a week for a lot of families.
Oh, yeah. This is the week before the end.
Yep.
Oh, really?
Or is this the end?
Is this the end? I don't know.
The beginning of summer school.
Oh.
Or summer camp or daycare or whatnot.
I'm so out of the loop, obviously. I don't have children. I haven't been in school since Dan Quayle was vice president. So, I don't know how this works anymore. It's going to be another beautiful day.
Mm.
Another beautiful day. 87.
Oh, wow.
87, 88, yeah. It was gorgeous. We went for our little senior citizen walk yesterday around the river.
Yeah, you did.
My husband and I, yeah. It's glorious. He comes with me now. I used to do this, but it used to be a singular activity.
Nice.
Yeah. I still go running by myself because there's nothing worse than running with someone because pacing and, I still do that. But
you don't want to talk. You just want to.
No, I don't want to talk. No. I do that for a living and I don't. No. Yeah. And he knows that. I don't. I say about 57 words per night, maybe 63. And that's about it. But no, it's been nice. We do it. We're gone for about an hour, and then I come home and I cook like Donna Reed. I put my apron on like a sitcom wife in the '50s.
Nice.
And so that was my exciting. Yeah. Well, speaking of Colin, it's so funny. I can almost set a timer. And I didn't know that he had done this, but I could almost set a timer for comments, for the same comment coming in on a picture. So Colin posted, let me explain what I mean. Colin, we were on the lake over the weekend for Memorial Day. And unbeknownst to me, Colin had posted a picture of himself shirtless on the pontoon on Monday. Because it was stunning. Yeah.
And it was hot, literally and figuratively.
Oh, it was.
And figuratively.
Yeah.
Both. I mean, my husband looked really good. Yeah. Colin looked real good. So he posts this picture. And the moment I found out, I knew exactly what was going to happen. And then he also laughed because he knew every time we post a picture from either Florida or if we're on vacation or we're out on the boat, inevitably, and you can set your clock to it, we'll get like five comments about sunscreen every single time. Where's your sunscreen? Are you wearing? You're looking a little red.
I don't know.
Yeah. You're looking a little red. Where's your sunscreen? And I know people care. I know it's very sweet, but it is hysterical. So, Colin. Then
what, is he looking burnt? I haven't seen this photo.
He does look a little crispy. Yeah.
Oh, but, okay.
But it is, I thought he looked fine.
He's
on a boat. Yeah. But it is.
Let's see.
But it is funny. Every single time we post a picture outdoors in the summer, we laugh that we should make a bet of how many sunscreen comments will inevitably be posted. It's sort of like when I laugh when I post a picture at Disney. And it's averaging 2 to 3. Someone will go, "You're back there again."
Yes, so, and
yeah, I was going to say,
and yes. And your problem. But no, we had a good laugh. So then Colin added a little asterisk. He's like, sunscreen comments need not apply because he was bombarded.
Oh.
He was bombarded, and he took it down off Facebook because he got so annoyed. But he left it on Instagram, so then he added that you don't need to worry because Colin is actually, just like every other aspect of his life, he is very, very militant about sunscreen. I mean, when we go down to the beach, he has a bag full of every SPF, 7, 15, 20, 50, 115. I mean, if you name a spray, my husband has it in a bag. He has it. He has lip balm ever since my lips blew up in 2019. Remember that, Lex?
Oh my gosh, I do remember that.
I think I kind of remember that too.
Oh my God. It was like a stretched pillow.
Yeah.
Puffy. Oh, owie, just thinking about it.
And they exploded right after I saw Alexis.
And they exploded. And it's
right after Alexis and I saw each other. We exchanged pleasantries by the haunted house. Yep. Lex was leaving for the day. Oh. I had a bowl of my beloved caramel sundae ice cream from the kids' barn. I said goodbye to Alexis. I gave her a hug. I walked to my car. Boom! The lips exploded.
Oh,
exploded.
You're talking at the state fair, right?
At the state fair.
Yikes.
So anyway, I say that because Colin now has also in his bag of tricks like 15 bars or 15 lip balms.
It's smart.
Yes.
He's like, I never want to go through that again.
It
was
so
horrible.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
I said this to Alexis at the time. Oh. You forget. This isn't even a joke. It's funny, but it's not. You forget how much your mouth moves in a day, even when you're not eating. You know what I mean? I was like, wow, you stretch your lips, breathing,
smiling. You're talking 4 hours straight, basically. Ooh, yeah. Five.
Yeah. God. And then I had to do it at the fair. So whenever I see pictures, speaking of pictures coming full circle, when I see pictures of that year, I'm like, yep, there's my look like I was just in a prize fight or something, you know, or stung.
Like, we're going to have like that delineation, like BPL before puffy lips or APL.
Exactly.
And your lips, it's just like when something happens with either your teeth or your feet.
Or your fingers.
Or your fingers. The things that you take for granted. So let's all have a moment of gratitude for our body parts.
Thank you. Our lips.
And thank you to Colin for having the menagerie of sunscreens.
I like that. That is what it is, a menagerie. The 15, the 30, for face, for legs, for body.
Mm-hmm. That's a good spouse there.
Yeah.
Oh, he's prepared.
So what's the message, Jace, with the photo? I mean,
here's my to tie this up.
Yeah.
To tie this up, here's the message. You don't have to worry about our sun care at the Matheson house. Thank you.
You're good.
We're good. If he looks crispy, don't worry about him. He's fine. I turn him over and I put Crisco on the other side of him. He's always good. I rotate him. I rotate him like a little rotisserie gay. Just, you know.
It turns into a tan, too, eventually, right?
It does. He looks real good. I looked at him yesterday. He looks real good.
Colin's done, everybody.
That's right. He's done. Bring up your plates and your... Bring up your plates. Colin's done. We're going to take a break when we come back. Holly has a question for you. Are you a member of a specific movement?
Equity.
Nutrisource, a family like no other. Hi, everyone. It's Jason for Nutrisource, the official dog food of our boys, Dexter and Mr. Big. Speaking of cat, you just heard the cat video festival there. You've heard me talk for years about Nutrisource for dogs, but how about Nutrisource for cats? That's right. Crunchy cat treats are here. That's right. Crunchy cat treats from Nutrisource. Your cats will love, and they come in a variety of flavors like turkey and chicken. And listen to this, liver and cheese, salmon and tuna, and more. And I love this. Nutrisource crunchy cat treats come in a shape that makes it easy for the kitties to pick up and easy for the kitties to enjoy. So find a Nutrisource retailer near you and do the best for your cat with Nutrisource crunchy cat treats. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Welcome back. Hope you're having a great day, a great morning, a great end of May. Twins are in town tonight. You want to head to a game, a home game?
Nice. Go Twins. Got Twins.
We got to get better, girl. Got to get better. Anyway, Holly has a question for you on this Wednesday morning, right, Holly?
Yeah, that's right. Jason, Alexis, I was wondering, are you guys members of the Low Wash Club?
The Low Wash Club.
The Low Wash Club.
What is that?
The first rule about the Low Wash Club.
You only wash your bottom half?
You don't talk about Low Wash Club?
It's clothing, Alexis. It's clothing.
Okay.
This is a movement where people aren't washing their clothes as much as they used to.
Oh, yeah.
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 Oh, I'm in that. I'm 100%. And I've been ahead of the trend.
Ooh.
I've been, yes. Ding, 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 ding.
Ding, ding?
Yep.
Ding. Yep.
I am all for this, yes.
So is it meaning like you're wearing things multiple times before you wash it? I mean,
that is correct.
It does depend on the item, right? You know, those granny panties need to be washed every time.
Oh, yeah.
The, you know, any undergarments. Yeah. I think workout clothes.
Yes. Without saying.
You know, socks.
Yes. But
pants and maybe sweatshirts. Not often. I think pretty much a lot of the stuff in the summer, right?
Right. Oh, that you wash
that you
every
wear. I pretty much wash every time.
Yes. But the low wash movement, it's a thing. Jason, you're ahead of the trend. Oh. Alexis, you're on board on this. But a lot of folks are doing low wash, meaning that they wear their articles of clothing multiple times before they wash them. Now, In the case of some folks,
all these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
With Japanese salvage denim, they don't wash it at all.
And right, I was going to say, there's some things that never get washed.
There are some things that never get washed, and the whole, if folks who are into the raw denim scene.
You dab.
Yes, you dab. And you let those whiskers.
And you don't kick anyone who spills anything on you. We are not friends anymore.
But this is a whole thing, and if you're doing this, you're totally on trend. Not only is it nicer for the fabric of your clothing, but it's nicer because you're using less water in your washer and dryer.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, I thought it was washing your body parts. The lower end.
Oh, God.
Oh boy.
I'm not with that either.
Alexis.
Or taking less showers, because I've noticed. I used to be a once a day, every day I had to shower.
Oh, really?
Not anymore.
No, yeah. I'm not either.
Yeah.
It depends on the activity level of the day.
No, that's the truth, too.
Okay, thank you.
But
thank you for that asterisk.
But yes. It didn't matter before. It was like, I have to shower every single day. And now it's like, yeah, this kind of a low activity day or
when you guys
feeling
went to,
good.
Yeah, when you were in high school.
Oh.
Did you have a morning ritual?
Yes.
In which you would bathe and style yourself every single morning.
Every day. Yes. Absolutely. Yeah. I felt the pressure
because
I was already like I wanted to look my best because I was already picked on. So I wanted to make sure, you know what I mean? I wanted to make sure that I looked my very best to lower the chance of having anything else for people to glom on to and make fun of me for.
Right. Well, because everybody was doing it also. That's the other thing. I don't know if it's the same in high school now.
Good point.
Oh, good point,
Lex. I just think we've all changed, evolved.
Okay.
You know, there are some days I'm like, when was the last time I showered? Today's the day, because I can't remember. That's really bad, but that's my truth these days.
Okay, I'm stopping the show right now. Lex, can you do me a favor? Can you? Okay, raise your head up and just look straight into the camera. Holly, do you see the little tuft of hair?
Yes.
I
did wash my hair this morning.
Oh God, it looked like a little bouffant.
Oh, I do have a little bouffant,
but it's a clean bouffant, right?
It is. I did shower this morning.
Oh God, it was a perfect little. The headphones listeners had created a little, like a little poodle bouffant on the top of a.
Saw that with the things in the back that are dark too.
Oh God, it was so funny.
Oh man.
Oh, anyway.
Well, yeah. It's actually I want my hair to do that because I feel like I'm losing my hair. I don't know if it's because I'm wearing heads. You know, we've been wearing headsets for 2 decades or what, but or you know, having a baby or just you know, life in general, getting old.
Yeah.
Uh huh. Laughing and leaking.
Right. Mm-hmm. Laughing and leaking. Just leaking out my pores on my head. It's like dropping hair.
Do you think you're dropping hair?
I do. I need to do something, guys.
We got wigs in a box.
We got a hot, it's hot pink. We got a braided brunette. Yeah, something.
Oh, girl.
Oh, we got Khaleesi over there.
My widow's peak. I look at promotional photos of the two of us from like when we first started.
Yeah.
My Eddie Munster widow's peak. Girl. It's like a lakeshore. It's like the ice day. The ice is breaking like, the land. I need to ask the DNR if I can put a rock formation to prevent the receding of my land, man.
I can see it from the lighthouse.
Oh, God.
My
hair's white.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it white?
My natural hair color is white. Which is
all
why
of it now, right?
Yeah.
Or is it really?
I mean, I'm talking all of it.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Oh.
When down there starts to change, it's alarming.
It is horrifying.
Oh, and then at some point you're just like, forget it. We're not even, like, it is what it is.
Well, I am what I am. I went to Walgreens looking for Just for Men pubes, and they did not have it.
Oh, they don't? We need to start that immediately.
Oh, I need to make a little wand, like a little mascara wand, because now they have a Just for Men mascara wand for you to quickly, like, cover gray. It's the, whoever runs Just for Men.
Oh, that's fantastic.
It is the best invention ever. Thank you.
Yes.
But now we just need Just for Men pubes. So thank you. That would, men would be very grateful. Thank you. Just saying. Yes. But it is horrifying. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been our laughing and leaping moment of the day. Here we go.
Where do we go from here?
But luckily, the music's here, so we do a commercial.
Saved by Elton. Thank you.
Saved by Elton. Thank you. And Dua Lipa. Thank you both. Hey, guys. My Talk is a proud partner of the Pride Rainbow Run 5K My Way, June 25th, starting at 9. You're going to get a T-shirt, a medal for participants. MyTalk1071.com, keyword Pride. I have an ab fab and a fun announcement when we come back. 10 years, that's right. 10 years I've been talking to you about Skin Rejuvenation Clinic. And there hasn't been a better time in these 10 years and right now to get in there and take advantage of a great deal. If you've never been over the past decade, all you have to do is mention me and new customers are going to get $100 off a service of $250 or more. That is significant savings, especially if you get something like the HydraFacial, which if you go to Skin Rejuvenation Clinic's social channels, click videos, you will see a video of me getting a HydraFacial and you can see the before and after results. It is amazing. My skin, I walked out glowing. I also got a little extra J-Lo pop, which really, there's a J-Lo addition, a glow pop that she does for HydraFacial. So call Skin Rejuvenation Clinic right now, make an appointment, and make sure you mention me. We didn't get to this yesterday, but coming up in a little bit, and I'm real curious about this. Alexis would like you to leave Jennifer Hudson alone. Find out why. Leave her alone.
Yeah!
Coming up in a little bit. But first, I have a app fab, and I have a fun little announcement. I'll start with the announcement. Yesterday, the powers that be gave me permission over at my other job to tell you some news that we've been working on for a while over at the talk show. And we're all really excited about. And that is next week, starting on Monday. My talk show, The Jason Show, is expanding to Sweet Home Chicago. We're going to be in the Chicago market now, starting June 5th. We're already in Seattle and Duluth and Rochester and Wisconsin and part and now we're adding Chicago to that, which is really nice for me just because that's my home where I was raised in Chicagoland, and the fact that my family and my high school friends are in that market, it's a real special to me. So that starts June 5th.
Awesome!
Yay!
It's real fun. I'm real excited. We're going to be airing at 11 a.m. And I got the programming schedule yesterday.
Yeah.
And I about died laughing in my car when I saw the lineup and the schedule. Would you like to guess what my lead-in is?
Ooh, 11 a.m. And then what's on at 10?
Uh-huh. I have a clue.
Fox.
It connects to our show in an odd way. Are you ready for an audio clue?
Yeah.
Here we go.
And now, a really ridiculous and most likely offensive moment from Pat Robertson.
What is it about gays?
This has been a really ridiculous and offensive moment from Pat Robertson.
Why would they do that?
Ladies and gentlemen, club? My lead-in is the 700 Club.
Why? Amen to that, Jason. Amen.
I about drove off the road. It was actually a My Talker that sent me. She was setting her DVR, which was so sweet. People have been so supportive. But she sent me, you know, the programming grid, you know, when you pull up Comcast or whatever. And she sent me a picture and she's like, I'm all ready to go. I set, you know, a daily record.
Aww.
And people are just so gosh darn nice.
Who does
anyway,
this now? It's not Pat Robertson, right?
No,
didn't
I think
he retire?
He's either almost dead or dead. I don't know.
Okay.
He's
93 years old.
Yeah. But I pulled up the grid. I looked at her picture and it's like, you know, there's a da da da, and then the 700 Club, and then the Jason Show. I laughed so hard. I was like, you have got to be kidding me. This is fantastic. It goes from God to gays in one programming swoop. Yeah.
There you go. The full
so
meal deal.
Yeah. Like,
hopefully the same Jeff, people will just roll right through.
Yeah.
Maybe just a little conversion there or something.
Oh, I'm going to scare people. I told Jeff, I go, I should get a fake picture of a family, you know, where you find the picture in the frames at Walgreens. I'm just going to be like, well, this is my family. There's my wife, Jessica, my kids, Ashley.
Oh, my God.
For episode one, just to kind of lean into it or just to glide into it gently. I don't want to scare the 700 Club audience.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, anyway.
It is a thing.
Yeah.
And new episodes.
Yeah.
I'm looking.
It's still a thing.
And Pat Robertson's son looks like he's the big wig over at the 700 Club.
In.
Yeah.
Kissing cousin. Hey, hey.
Hey, hey.
I don't know if I want a homosexual coming on after me.
Well, too bad, baby.
Yeah. Let me wipe that single tear from your face.
But the Chicago partners have been so great. The GM over at our Chicago, because you know we're all owned by the same people, and they've been so nice and welcoming and so good. So our Chicago friends, I really appreciate it. If you have family in Chicago, tell them 11 a.m. right after the 700 Club.
Right, baby.
What's on the other side of the sandwich? What's after you?
I don't know. I couldn't see what's on the other side.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I just love my lead-in. That is the best, man. That is fantastic. Ooh. So, okay, so there's a fun announcement. And
that's
now
awesome.
I mentioned this. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. And now on the I mentioned this briefly yesterday and I sent Lex the link. I'm ready to go now. I have a cool ab fab for you bakers and cookers out there.
Absolutely fabulous.
I mentioned yesterday my baking disaster that we call a relatable around here. You know, you buy all the ingredients for something and you try to make something for the first time and it just becomes an utter disaster and you just have to throw the whole thing in the trash.
Mm-hmm.
I had one of those episodes over the weekend. You can hear that story, hour one in our podcast from yesterday. But you know, there's always something positive or a lesson, even in the worst of things. And yesterday, the good thing, the positive that came out of my baking disaster over the weekend was I have a new device and I love a good kitchen gadget.
Yeah.
I love a good kitchen gadget. And this is a good'un, as we say in Indiana. This is a device that can help you. It's basically a cheese grater and a mandolin, a vegetable slicer all in one. And it is the Giedel Rotary Cheese Grater and Mandolin. It is on Amazon. On sale right now for $28.97, and in this market in Minneapolis, you actually have same day delivery if you buy it right now. You can get it shipped to you if you have Prime. You'll get it today. But I got to tell you, this is how I use it. Biscuit recipes, a lot of them call for you to grate your butter, which let me tell you is a pain in your butt. It is a pain. It hurts your hands. If you don't freeze your butter, it's nearly impossible. It's messy. It's slippery. You can cut yourself.
And your hands are warm, so it's melting the butter, too.
Yes. So freeze your butter overnight, and then I tried this device over the weekend. Oh, my God. It sliced this butter in about 15 seconds, and I might even be adding on 5 seconds to that.
Wow.
There are three interchangeable barrels with three different types of blades. A blade to slice veggies, a smaller a smaller shredding size, a finer shredding size, a larger one, and it suctions. There's a locking device to suction to your counter to add stability, and then a crank. And girl, you stick that butter in the thing, you stick your veggies in there, boom, 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 and it's done. I loved it. No cutting required. The shape makes it easy on your hands. So I love this. Again, Giedel, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, G-E-E-D-E-L, Giedel Rotary Cheese Grater, $28.97 right now on Amazon. I feel like this is Tradio. But anyway, welcome to Tradio. I sent Lex the link. We'll have it up on our show page, and it's worth it. Oh, God, it was so worth it.
Oh, yep. That looks great.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like when there's like a threefer going on.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not having multiple little gadgets, you know?
Well, and again, no, you don't have to be making biscuits. A lot of baking recipes call for grated butter.
Oh, yeah. Or run some veggies through there. Or run some veggies through it. Cheese or...
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, and Phil Jones endorsed it, too. He just wrote... He has that... They have the grater in their house, and it's excellent. Yeah. You know, you never know, guys, when you buy something on Amazon, like a gadget, you're like, okay, is this really going to work? Mm-hmm. So I was real skeptical when I woke up over the weekend and started, but it was instantly a hit. That butter flew right through there, and yeah, it made it way easier. It took about 10 minutes off of my prep time, so
nice.
I can't recommend it enough. Giedel.
I'm putting the link up right now, mytalk1071.com. Just click on our show page.
Yeah. Perfect. Okay, so I had an app fab. Alexis has a message for folks. Leave Jennifer Hudson alone. Why? How? Why? And we're back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Hour one right here on My Talk. Everything entertainment, everything Ursula. I'm Jace with Lex and Holly. And now, ladies and gentlemen, Alexis has a message for humanity.
Sure do. Alexis. Leave Jennifer Hudson alone. Okay. Just do that. Here's why.
Okay. Thank
you. So Jennifer Hudson, I just can't even imagine because, you know, of course, being just a major star vocalist and also with her talk show, she probably gets a lot of gifts from strangers. Right, that's sent to her show, or it's gifted to her through her stylist, or just walking down the street, right?
Somebody throws a chapstick at her. It's like, here, try this!
Exactly. So there is a TikToker who is known for her thrifting, and I guess she found a fake Birkin bag. She says, I'm thrifting and I found this purse here. Look what I found in the back of this purse. And in one of the pockets in the back, so it's a black Birkin and it says, you fake like this Birkin, hand painted in white paint. In the back pocket, there was a business card for the designer. Her name is Sonique Saturday, and a handwritten card, a thank you letter, addressed to Jennifer Hudson that said, what an honor to gift you one of my handbags. You've inspired me just as much as every black girl. That's what the note read.
Okay.
And so somehow this gift, this purse was donated to the thrift shop. And after this TikToker posted this, Jennifer Hudson started getting so much hate from people who said, why wouldn't you keep this bag or re-gift it or at least take the note out. Now, there might be something about taking the note out and the card. But just because you gift something to someone, and I've had to learn this hard lesson too, they might not appreciate it as much as you gifting it, right? They can do whatever they want with it. I'm sure she gets so much stuff, right? You do agree? Are you guys on board with this?
Oh, yeah, I just didn't want to interrupt you.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no, I just heard you, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so, yeah, so then, and then the designer now is saying, hey, I want to be friends with her, so you guys stop this hate already, just stop that. And it turns out that Jennifer Hudson's team paid for the bag. So she did mention that. And she's also even questioning if Jennifer Hudson even got the bag.
Okay, that's what
in the first place. Mm-hmm. Because that's another question. With all the gifts and stuff that she receives, maybe she didn't even see it. Also, who wants to carry that bag around?
Yeah.
Sorry, not sorry.
The harsh truth is this. I'm sure it was given with a lot of love and the best of intentions. But mm-hmm. this is Jennifer Hudson. And the harsh truth is this. Jennifer Hudson is not going to walk around with a fake.
Right. Sorry. And one that says fake. Yeah. You fake like this Birkin bag.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think she's making that statement.
No.
She's not going to. It's very sweet of you to think of her. And then the other aspect of it is I have seen back in the day, and this is before she was still huge. I've seen the mailroom at Harpo. I've seen the mailroom at Harpo.
Everything.
And I got to tell you, none of that stuff, very few things ended up on the desk or in front of Oprah Winfrey.
Yeah.
It's just, there are things that people give me in the studio audience on a very small level that doesn't always get to me. Because it's like they drop it off at security and then it just sits there. And if it's food, then it turns bad.
Yes.
And it's thrown away. And you know what I mean? So
it happens all the time.
It happens all the time.
Leave her alone.
Don't get all sensitive about it.
Also, guys, this was given to her in 2014. That's the other thing.
Really?
Yes.
Be quiet, Internet. Trolls.
Thank you. Go back in your tree, troll.
Even if she carried this bag around and kept the note and the business card in there, like at some point,
Go back in the tree, troll. Go back in the tree.
Yeah, I got my water bottle. Go.
Yeah. Holly, spray them, please. Get back in the water. Get back in the tree, troll.
You.
Yeah. No, you can't be mad at her for that.
No,
and Alexa, you said it too. There's a non-celeb aspect of this.
Yeah.
Once you give a gift, you have to free yourself of it.
Yes.
You have let it go. And when people, if they don't like the candle you give them or the precious moments figurine,
it happens.
Or you crochet a little doggy oven mitt.
Yes.
You got to let that go. You can't get sensitive of, oh my God, Charlene, it's not used my Scotty oven mitt. Well, you know what? Maybe Charlene got bit by a Scotty when she was 7 and your oven mitt brought back traumatic memories and she had to burn it.
Yeah. You just, what if? You just never
what
know.
If? What if? Poor Charlene and her Scotty attack at 7, you know?
Right. You just... You never know.
Poor Charlene.
God, Charlene. Oh, but at the person who found this, celebrate your find at the thrift shop.
Yes.
That's a good score.
Oh, God. Eye on the prize. You know what? I mean, just, anyway.
That bag is $230 to $550. Now, of course, when you compare that to a real Birkin, that's another thing, but.
Also, there's another. Little offshoot of this, if the person that made the bag isn't mad,
yes,
why are you mad?
Thank you.
Know what you. I mean?
Mm-hmm. I mean, she makes a great point. She's look, I gave it because I want to be friends with her.
Yes.
Stop burning the bridge for me.
Get back.
You're not helping the designer in any way.
No.
I'm glad she said something and is defending her.
Yeah, me too.
Ugh.
I don't know.
In 2014, pretty sure that Sonique Saturday has moved on with her art.
Yes.
Yeah.
And has moved on with her designs and is probably like, oh yeah, I remember doing that.
Yep. It's just like, again, eye in the prize. Like you're worried about something. I got to tell you, this is a quick thing. The gays that are all worked up over Melissa McCarthy, this is apples and kiwis, but similar.
Oh, yeah.
The gays that are all upset about Melissa McCarthy's makeup as Ursula in Little Mermaid. I am like, people, the next time I go to headquarters, I'm going to stand up for the Q&A session. I'll be like, people, We have bigger fish to fry right now.
Here, take my water bottle, Jason.
We have big people do not like us right now. We are, come on. We have bigger fish to fry. Eye on the prize. Who cares if you do not like Ursula's? I can't even believe I'm saying this. Yeah. You don't like Ursula's makeup in The Little Mermaid?
And the assumption that a gay artist would do better.
Yes.
You can, you know, if you flipped that around, you know, it doesn't work. You can't have it both ways.
No.
Look, if we go to any set, right? Not that it really should matter, but I'm sure the majority are gay. Yes. So he's actually the anomaly here.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's unfortunate that's even something. You're right. Like, yeah, bigger things going on.
Come on.
Much bigger.
Yeah, come on. Read the news, people. Read the news. It's not good. Don't worry about Melissa McCarthy's makeup. Don't worry about it. It's all good.
It looks good, though, right? I mean, you've seen the movie.
Yeah, I don't understand the outrage. I really do not. I think she looks good. Melissa McCarthy, again, Bailey and McCarthy. And I love the Prince Eric, too, but they are the... And Javier is actually good as King Triton, but Melissa McCarthy is another reason to plunk down your $15. Leave her alone. Leave her makeup alone. Leave Jennifer Hudson alone and leave her makeup alone.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Ooh, I'm having some major FOMO this morning as well.
Why?
Should I tell you after?
Tell us after. Oh, God. Look at your face. You have.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. FOMO.
There was a concert last night.
Oh, yes. Okay. Ooh. Stay. Yeah. Also, are you getting nude for the summer? Holly Roberts would like to know. Are you getting nude for summer? It's going to be an exciting second hour. Stay right there. We'll be back after this.